Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. We hear those words in our gospel reading today. Fear not, we hear, because your king is coming. God's people are told not to fear because their king is coming. The king is the Messiah, the Savior of the world, so do not fear. Do not be apprehensive. Don't be afraid. You can have peace. You can breathe a sigh of relief. You can rest. You cannot fear because your king is coming. And that king came in Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth, who sat on a donkey and rode into Jerusalem. It had been prophesied by Zechariah back in the Old Testament, more than 500 years before, that the Messiah, the King, would come to Jerusalem, come to the people of God, riding on a donkey. And so, the people should know that they need not fear because their king is coming, riding on a donkey. And so, they should believe and they should rejoice and not fear, even though they had things to fear, just as we all have things that we fear in this world. They feared the same kinds of things that human beings feared throughout history, and that still we fear today. Instability, unrest, war, and disease, and death. But they are told, do not fear, daughter of Zion, for your king is coming. Your king is coming here, and you need not fear. But then in less than a week, the king was there on a cross, being crucified like a criminal. And above him was the inscription, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, but not in honor, not in glory, but in shame. There on his head was a crown not of gold or of silver, but a crown of thorns. And he had been not honored and bowed before in reverence, but in mockery. He'd been spit upon and struck. A robe had been put upon him, not to glorify him, but to make fun of him. To say, what kind of a king is this? He is no king. Look, the Romans, the religious leaders, we are more powerful than this one is. He is not the king. You should fear us, it would seem to say. Fear the power of the Romans who put him on this cross. Fear the power of the Jews who helped them. You should perhaps find your peace and rest in them, it would seem to say. Because they are in charge, they are in control, it would seem to say, by this display. We too fear things. There's a great deal of fear now because of the coronavirus. People fearing what might happen to them, fearing the disease, fearing the death that might come, fearing the economic instability, the loss of jobs, of income, fearing poverty. But just as we look at those things, and we might be afraid, and just as the people who welcomed Jesus as king then looked on him on the cross and may have started to be afraid once again, to go back to their old fears, to see that he who conquered death in raising Lazarus, it would seem, is now dead. The one who healed the sick is now himself sick and dying. the one himself who healed the blind, his eyes are now about to be blinded in death. And they might seem to think, look, we have to fear again death and disease. It looks like the one who raised the dead and healed the sick and gave sight to the blind is not able to conquer these things that we fear and that human beings have feared throughout history. It might seem to say that we do have to fear. And we in our day and age might seem to think that we have to fear too. Because the virus is spreading, the death toll is rising, there is no cure, there is no vaccine, the economy is suffering, people are losing their jobs, we do not know what the future would hold, and we want some other king, perhaps, to ride in, not on a donkey, but maybe on a white horse, proclaiming victory over this disease. We want some doctor, some researcher to ride in and say, do not fear, I have come to conquer this disease. Some government official saying, I have come, do not fear, I will fix the economy, I will solve the problem, I will propose the right solution. And perhaps the people in Jerusalem thought, we need some other king, some other Messiah to ride into Jerusalem. And then we can say, we need not fear. Then we can breathe a sigh of relief. Because this king is going to come and kick out the Romans and give us final and complete relief. But it is said of this king, the king who is on the cross, do not fear. Behold, your king is coming to you. This is the king who gives us relief from our fears. This is the king that gives us peace. He was the king who gave peace to the people then. And he is the king that comes to give us peace now. So that in him, on the cross, we can breathe a sigh of relief and say, yes, our king is coming. We need not fear. Even though everything else falls apart. Even though we face death. Even though we might be ready to breathe our last, we can say, behold, our king is coming. We need not fear. He came to the people of Jerusalem, and he comes to us now. He came to be the King of Kings by suffering death in our place, by suffering the punishment for our sins, so that we might be finally and totally and completely healed. And we will see the final consummation of all that when he comes again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And there will be no more death. There will be no more fears. There will be no more pandemics. There will be no more disease. And he will wipe away every tear from your eyes. And you will live forever with him. And even now this king comes in his body and blood, riding not on a donkey, but riding on bread and wine as our king, so that we may fear not, because our sins are forgiven. We are reconciled with the Father, and we know that when he comes again in glory, riding on the clouds of heaven, he will rescue his church, and we need not fear. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming. Now may the peace of God, that passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.